Welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing a very jungle-specific move, the switch-up, that moment in a rolling drum and bass track where the groove is still there, but the texture, movement, and attitude suddenly feel like they got printed to an old machine for 8 bars, then it snaps back clean and modern. We're going to build a tape-style grit switch-up chain in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices. The big idea is parallel processing. We keep our dry transients as the backbone, and we blend in a tape print chain that adds harmonics, a bit of glue, and subtle warble. Then we add a separate, super quiet air and hiss layer for contrast. Finally, we macro map it so you can automate the whole switch up like an instrument. Before we touch any effects, prep your drum material the DNB way. Pick a break that already grooves. Amen. Think, hot pants, any of that territory, or a modern chopped break loop. If it's an audio clip, check a warp. Here's a quick rule of thumb. Complex Pro can smear transients, which can be cool, but for classic jungle articulation, try beats mode. Turn transient loop off, and set preserve to something like 1/16 or 1/8, then listen. You're aiming for the break to feel crisp and rhythmic, not blurry. Now route all your drum layers into one drum bus track. Either group them, or route them to a single audio track. The reason is important. The switch-up should feel like the whole drum world got reprinted, not like you slap distortion randomly on one layer. Alright, on the drum bus track, drop an audio effect rack, open the chain list, and create 3 chains. First chain, dry, leave it empty for now. This is your punch and timing reference. Second chain, tape grit, and this is parallel. This is where the warm tape style grit actually happens. Third chain, air or hiss, also parallel. This is the vibe layer, quiet, but it sells the illusion. Let's build the tape grit chain first, in a specific order. Start with EQ8. This is pre-shaping going into saturation, and it matters because saturation reacts to what you feed it. Turn on a high-pass filter at 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 30 to 45 Hz. The goal is not to remove your kick. The goal is to stop sub-energy from distorting in a way that steals headroom and makes the whole bus feel cloudy. If the break has a nasty bite, do a tiny dip around 3 to 6 kHz, like 1 to 3 dB. Don't over-EQ. We're not mixing the drum bus right now. We're shaping what the saturation grabs. Next, add saturator. Set the mode to soft sine or analog clip. Turn on soft clip. Start the drive around +3 to +7 dB. Then immediately do the most important habit in this whole lesson, gain match. Pull the output down so, when you turn the device on and off, the level stays basically the same. If you don't do this, you'll always choose louder even when it's worse. After saturator, add glue compressor. Attack at 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not smashing, we're doing that tape-ish compression feel, like the break got tucked into the machine. Keep makeup off, and again match output manually. Then add drum bus after the glue. This is where you get a believable edge. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Crunch very small, like 0 to 10%. Boom can be 0 to 10. But careful. It can blur kicks, and in drum and bass you usually want the kick to remain defined. Damp around 5 to 20% to smooth brittle top end. Then trim output back to unity. Now set your parallel blend. A really good starting move is to keep the tape grit chain volume about 10 to 18 dB quieter than the dry chain, then bring it up slowly until you hear hair in density, without losing snap. Extra coach note here, don't set the chain by staring at drive numbers. Put a utility at the end of the tape grit chain and use it as your output trim, while you hunt for the sweet spot. Watch the track meter. A nice target is that the parallel chain reads roughly 8 to 15 dB quieter than dry. That usually keeps it printed rather than blown up. Now build the IR or hiss chain. This is the subtle contrast layer that makes the switch up feel like a different source. Add auto filter first. Set it to a high pass, 12 dB slope. Put the cutoff around 6 to 10 kHz. Add a tiny bit of resonance, like 0.5 to 1.2. You're basically isolating the air region. Then add erosion. Set it to noise mode, frequency 6 to 12 kHz, width around 0.2 to 0.6, and amount very small, like 0.3 to 1.5. Tiny, this is spice. If you hear obvious white noise, it's too loud. Add utility at the end to tuck it into the mix. If your drums aren't already super wide, you can play with width, maybe 80 to 120%, but keep the low-end mono later. This air layer is for top texture, not for messing up your center. Optional sound design upgrade that's worth it. put autopan before erosion. Rate super slow, like 0.05 to 0.12 HE, amount 10 to 25%. Phase at 180 degrees. At very low level, that slight stereo wander makes the hiss feel like a mechanism or room, not a plug-in hiss sitting still. Now for the fun part. Warble. We want wow and flutter energy, but on drums it can get seasick fast. The trick is subtle modulation and smart placement. On the tape grit chain, after drum boss, add chorus ensemble. Set it to classic mode. Rate around 0.10 to 0.35 HE, amount 5 to 15%. Delay about 1.5 to 4 milliseconds, feedback 0 to 5%, and dry slash wet only 5 to 12%. Listen specifically to the snare attack. If the snare suddenly feels late or soft, you've gone too far. Another coach note, modulation can smear transient timing. If your snare loses bite, keep dry slash wet lower and slightly increase rate instead. Faster, smaller motion often reads as mechanical tape rather than underwater chorus. Also, keep delay compensation on in live. If you ever start hearing double hits or a weird flam feeling, it can be a parallel timing issue. Now we're going to macro map this rack so the switch up is actually performable. Open the rack's macro controls and click map. Macro 1 will be grit amount. Map saturator drive, something like 0 to plus 8 or plus 10 dB. Don't map it to plus 20, you want the first half of the knob to be usable. Map drum bus drive, maybe 0 to 25%. Optionally map drum bus crunch, maybe 0 to 15%. Macro 2 is tape compression. Map glue threshold so the macro increases gain reduction. If you want, you can map drum bus damp from 0 to 25% so as you compress more, the tops get smoother, like tape rounding. Macro 3 is warble. Map chorus amount from 0 to 20%. Map rate from 0.10 to maybe 0.45 Hz. Optionally map dry slash wet from 0 to 15%. Again, narrow ranges. Jungle switch-ups usually need controlled dirt, not full destruction. Macro 4 is air or hiss. Map erosion amount from 0 to around 2. Map the auto filter frequency, so as you turn the macro up, the cutoff comes down, like 10 kHz down to 5 kHz, which effectively brings in more of that noise layer. At this point, you should be able to turn 4 knobs and get a complete tape flip vibe without your drum bus collapsing. One more optional console insert safety move, add a limiter at the very end of the drum bus after the rack. Set ceiling to minus 1 dB. Keep it extremely light, like 1 dB of gain reduction maximum. And here's the key. Automate the device on only during the switch up. That way, if you crank macro 1 hard for a moment, you don't get an unexpected peak that steals headroom from your drop. Now let's arrange the actual switch up. We'll do an 8-bar example. You can drop right into a rolling DNB arrangement. Bars 1 to 2 of the switch up are the setup. Automate grid amount from 0 up to about 40%. While that happens, you can slightly reduce the DRY chain volume by about half a dB to 1.5 dB. This is a psychoacoustic trick. It makes the ear accept the tape print as the new reality without you actually getting louder. Outside the rack, on the drum bus track, add a gentle auto filter sweep just for those 2 bars. Low pass, 12 dB slope, from around 18 kHz down to 10 kHz. Keep it subtle. It's not a DJ filter. It's more like the top end is getting slightly dulled as it hits tape. Bars 3 to 6 are the full tape section. Set grid amount around 50 to 70%. Tape compression around 40 to 60. Warble around 15 to 30, but keep it classy. Air or hiss around 10 to 25. Now add one classic jungle move, a dub delay throw on a snare. Use a return track with echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it, high pass around 400 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Send only the last snare of bar 4 and bar 6. It creates motion without cluttering the whole section. Bars 7 to 8 are your exit and impact setup. First, pull warble down quickly, like 30% to 0. This makes the return feel tight and modern by contrast. Then do a tape stop illusion on the last half bar. The cleanest workflow is, resample the drum bus for that moment, then manually pitch down the audio clip over the last beat. That gives you the machine slowing feel without fighting real-time pitch tools. On the downbeat, when you return to the main groove, hard cut the air hiss macro back to zero. That clean snapback is a big part of why the switch up hits. Now the secret sauce for authenticity. Resampling. Create a new audio track called Resample Drums. Set input to resampling. Record the 8-bar switch up with your automation. Now you can chop it like a break. Add tiny fades, reverse a single hit, or do micro stutters in 1/16 or 1/32 right into the next drop. This is how a lot of gritty jungle personality is actually born, not from endless plugins, but from committing the moment to audio and editing it like it's a found artifact. A few common mistakes to avoid while you build. First, oversaturating the low end. If your kick loses punch or the whole mix gets cloudy, go back to that pre-saturation high pass around 30 to 45 Hz and keep the parallel chain sensible. Second, too much warble. If hats sound underwater, pull it back. Warble should feel like motion, not detuning. Third, a switch up that's just more distortion. A good switch up is contrast plus movement plus arrangement. That's why we're automating, doing delay throws, and potentially doing micro edits. Fourth, not gain matching. Always level match before you decide, especially with saturation and compression. And fifth, crushing the entire drum bus at 100%. Keep the dry transient backbone. Do grit in parallel. Quick pro tips: if you're aiming darker or heavier, consider splitting your drums. Keep kicks and subs on a cleaner bus, and let breaks and tops take the tape abuse. After the rack, you can place an EQ8 and gently shelf down 1 to 3 dB above 10 to 12 kHz during the switch up for control darkness.